Central Australia is in the midst of a 1-in-10-year wildflower season. The desert has exploded into bloom with fields of yellow daisies in just about every direction. Caddie Brain headed into the field to find out what makes this year so spectacular.
This is one of the most spectacular places I've gone to do a story. We're just west of Alice Springs and we're walking through a field of wildflowers. A kind of impressionistic wash of different patches of colour, yellows and mauves, just hovering above the red dirt. And who better to be here with than two botanists from the Alice Springs Herbarium, Peter Jobson and Peter Latz, who spent most of his life documenting and researching the vegetation here in Central Australia. Latzy, this must be a dream time to be a botanist.
I don't like the desert that much when it's like this. You know, it's the difference between you and a woman that tarts herself up with lipstick and eyeshadow and, you know, beautiful clothes and all that. You know, where's the real you? And it's the same with the desert. It's tarting itself up at the moment and looking like a... I won't say the word, but it only happens after winter rain.
And yet I'm really loving the colour at the moment and the variety. The yellow you're referring to are all different types of daisies, usually from a particular subset of unique Australian group of daisies. And I'm really loving seeing this field of yellow for this year, knowing that I may not see it again for another 5 or 6 years.
But what he doesn't tell you is that underneath all this nice yellow stuff is the bogan flea. It's another little daisy with a little green head which dries off and then sticks to you like fleas. And if you camp in any good rich soils, your swag will be covered with this horrible little prickle that gets in everywhere.
That's just the downside of it. And if you're wondering, the bogan flea is named after the Bogan River and the Ningan area in central New South Wales is where the nickname comes from. So it's quite a widespread species coming from central New South Wales all the way through the dry parts of Queensland, through the arid areas and into Western Australia as well.
Now, we've obviously got two distinct opinions here about...
See, I mean, even the bogan flea is not too bad because... It forms a beautiful mulch, it sticks together, and it's protecting the soil. So, you know, the desert is very generous.
He concedes. How significant is the wildflower season this year, and what are the conditions that make it so spectacular?
We had a wonderful winter rain this year, around about May, and it's what set it off this year, which is fantastic.
This wattle here, look, it's just more flowers than leaves, okay? See, the interesting thing with, we've had beautiful soaking rains, and so, you know, the plants, the annuals love it. But you go to the rivers, and the river gums are starting to look a bit sick because we haven't had any good cloud bursts to run the rivers. And so the water holes are drying up. See, that's what I love about the desert. You know, I've been studying it for how many years? Before you were born. When I think I'm starting to get an idea of what's going on, it'll turn around and say, up yours, Latzy, you didn't think I could do this, did you? So it keeps you on your toes.
Is it to do with temperature as well, though, the warmer start to spring?
Well, it's been the warmest winter I've ever been through in my 70 years.
And when's the last time you saw it on this scale?
2000. Yeah, but I mean, the best year of all was 74. See these flowers, when they dry out...
They're the kind of bulbous yellow daisies, aren't they, that you're holding in your hand?
Yeah, billy buttons, we called them, yeah. But when you want to make a yellow sand painting, you gather up lots of this. You know, the paintings you see on canvas now, reflecting what they used to do, it's exactly the same on the ground. And they use these daisies that dry sort of white, and then you mix red ochre with them, and so you get a red fluff and a... And you can use feathers as well, but if you mix charcoal with it and you get make these huge big sand paintings, and it took people days and days to make it. Then they do the ceremony and dance through and destroy it in a few minutes.
Camel weed, that's a taller yellow flower, isn't it? It's about up to a metre off the ground.
And when we had the bad drought in the 60s, that was the only green thing around because it's incredibly poisonous and nothing can eat it.
What does it do to cattle?
Well, it just kills them. The herbarium actually started because when drovers were were droving cattle into new country, they would eat plants they didn't know and get poisoned. So that was the main reason for the herbarium initially. But now they get carted around in road trains, so we have very little trouble with poisonous plants affecting cattle.
As a botanist, how do you react to a season like this?
When things are good, we're busy. We're very busy grabbing because you never know when it's going to come again. And I've been out helping, getting seeds while we can for the botanic gardens because you might not see these plants again for another 10 years.
How much longer will we have such a display around us, do you think?
We live in the most uncertain climate in the world. It could rain tomorrow. That is a stupid question.
But I've got to ask.
No, it's a good question. My gut feeling is I think the colour is going to drop out within the next month. You're right. I mean, I did know there were going to be good and bad years. I have said to Latsy, I do expect it like this every year, otherwise I'm going to yell at him.
It's all your fault, Latsy.
Yeah, because I'm tied up with the rain dreaming, unfortunately.
You better get there quick if you want to see the flowers. Botanists Peter Latz and Peter Jobson at the Alice Springs Herbarium. Speaking to our reporter, Caddy Brain, we have something of a spectacular photo gallery that will be up on our website this afternoon. So you need to check out the RN Bush Telly website if you want to see that.